Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The ULS coalition has killed an Islamic State commander and captured his wife. We get more now from Heather Murdoch.
On Saturday, the U.S.-led coalition said it killed a senior Islamic State leader known as Abu Sayyaf and captured his wife, Sayyaf. Jan St-Pierre, the CEO of Berlin-based security consulting firm Mosikon, says the announcement was intended to deliver a psychological blow to the Islamic State to slow its momentum.
It is a blow, but an organization like ISIS, they usually have contingency plans. There's always somebody willing or ready to take over in case something happens.
In Washington, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said in a statement that the operation represents another significant blow to IS. Officials say Abu Sayyaf was also involved in managing the Islamic State's illegal oil trade that was once a significant source of funding for the group. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
An Egyptian court in Cairo has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi and more than 100 other defendants to death for the 2011 mass prison break. Former president is also facing espionage charges. Cairo court also issued a special verdict, a separate one, against several top Muslim Brotherhood leaders for conspiring with Hamas and Hezbollah in organizing that prison break. Egyptian military toppled Morsi in 2013 after millions took to the streets, accusing his government of abusing its power. A Russian suicide bombing, in northeastern Nigeria killed at least 7 people, wounded 33 others. That happened Saturday. Officials say the female attacker set off her explosives at a crowded bus station in Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. This is VOA News. Clashes between Houthi rebels and pro-government forces killed or injured dozens of people across South Yemen on Saturday, including civilians, while a humanitarian ceasefire is set to expire late today. The Houthis signed on to the tenuous 5-day truce initiated by Saudi Arabia, which has been leading an air campaign against the militant group since late March in support of the exiled president, Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi. Riyadh has repeatedly accused the Houthis of violating the ceasefire just in the last week. Pope Francis met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Saturday, days after the Vatican said it was preparing to sign its first accord with the Palestinians in the near future. News of the accord angered Israel, prompting a statement saying such a development does not further the peace process. President Abbas is in Rome for the canonization later today of 2 19th century figures. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meets today in Beijing with President Xi Jinping, capping a 2-day visit dominated by trade issues and territorial disputes, pitting China against a host of U.S. allies in Southeast Asia. Details of the talks have not been announced, but as VOA's Bill Ide tells us, they follow warnings Saturday from Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi that Beijing maintains unshakable determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity.
China has been building up reefs and outcroppings at 7 sites in disputed waters in the South China Sea, constructing a military-sized airstrip on Fiery Cross Reef and massively expanding their total area. The United States is concerned, and Secretary of State John Kerry repeated that view during a visit to Beijing Saturday following meetings with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi.
I urged China, through Foreign Minister Wang, to take actions that will join with everybody in helping to reduce tensions and increase the prospect of a diplomatic solution.
During his 2-day visit to Beijing, Secretary Kerry will meet with military and civilian leaders, including President Xi Jinping, on Sunday. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has ordered the formation of a special commission to probe the failed launch Saturday of a Russian rocket carrying a Mexican satellite into space. The probe announcement came just hours after the Proton-M rocket and its payload exploded in the skies over Kazakhstan about 8 minutes after liftoff. The failed launch of a Proton-M occurred 1 year ago as well. That was the last one. There have been 6 subsequent successful launches before Saturday's failure. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.